The McGraw Show is on the air, live and local. Get in with McGraw now, 314-969-KTRS. From most cell phones, star KTRS. Or toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Now McGraw-Millhaven, on the home of the Cardinals and the AM home of the Rams, the Big 550. KTRS.
Hey, don't forget about KTRS.com. All of our past interviews are on there, and highlights from past shows are on there as well. KTRS.com, and just go to the McGraw page. Also, Redbird Radio at KTRS.com is a great place to go for all of Cardinal information while you're waiting for the sports guys to come on. Southwest Bank pregame show starts 6:50. Joel Pinheiro starts on Cinco de Mayo. Cards at Colorado 7:35. All right, it's Monday. Well, that means we need to check in with Dick Weiss. By the way, this segment will be, as we are saying it, it's going to be streaming on the air and then streaming online. And then, of course, it'll be in a podcast form on KTRS.com. Dick Weiss, media critic. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Good morning.
You're a longtime editor of St. Louis Post-Dispatch, 20 years Metro editor. You're now affiliated with STLBeacon.org, which is a online news source that is gathering momentum daily here in the St. Louis metropolitan area.
St. Louis Beacon, that's correct.
STLBeacon.org. All right, you were listening to some syndicated talk radio?
Yes, I spent a few days in Colorado driving around. I was kind of in the mountains and punching up talk radio.
I
love Colorado.
That.
I don't. You tell me, is that a hotbed out there for talk radio, more so than St. Louis or other places?
No, I don't think it's any more or less. But when you find yourself driving across America and you scan the dial, you don't know what you're going to find.
And every time I punched a button on my rental SUV, I came up with a rant. And it just made me think about, I'm on a talk show here.
Right.
And I don't think... you do many rants, McGraw, but there are people out there who do. I mean, we have Rush Limbaugh. We all know about him. But there, I don't know, a half a dozen other talkers out there who bring to their show judgment, opinion, not all that much insight. And the best example, now you often think of the people who do the rants as on the conservative side of the spectrum, but not necessarily. I was listening to a guy, I think his name's Ed Schultz.
Yes.
I think he's on the coast, and he's a liberal.
Yes.
And he
he is progressive talk.
Progressive talk.
Yes.
And he went on for, I listened to him for a whole hour, and then he went into the second hour with the same topic. And the topic was that in a 1992 documentary, Hillary Clinton, an aide who currently works with Hillary Clinton, used the N-word in referring to white people, actually, in the Indiana primary, and how Bill Clinton had won the N-word white vote. In other words, poor, downtrodden whites were voting for Bill Clinton. And
so
he used that.
So the dirty white trash?
Yeah, kind of dirty white trash.
Okay.
And he went on and he said that this should be out there circulating just as the Reverend Wright controversy had, and that Hillary Clinton should disown Mickey Cantor, who has allegedly made these remarks.
Right.
And it's on YouTube, and he was trying to get this in circulation.
Right.
And, you know, to me, worth a mention.
Sure.
You know, 5 minutes.
Right.
He went on for the whole hour, invited callers in, and then, you know, went to the break.
Right.
Came back and kept going, and unfortunately I got into a mountain range where I could no longer
listen to how bad it was.
Get him, and then I'm on to Laura Ingraham and Michael Medved, who bring the same sort of intensity and heat, and not all that much, in my opinion, all that much light to things. It just made me think, how does a guy like McGraw-Millhaven fit in, or
Mark
Christopher, whatever.
If you want to ask me my philosophy on talk radio, I'm glad you asked, because I have the next 4 hours of time to explain this to you. You know what? In this day and age, there is a lot of, if you wanted to be syndicated, that's what you have to do. You've got to scream and yell and rant and rave, and the loudest one gets the most money. Now, outside of Rush, because Rush is playing a different game than the rest of them. Rush is an original. Howard Stern, an original. Mm-hmm. The rest are all cheap knockoffs. But personally, nobody can be that angry. for 15 hours a day. It's just not possible. You can't be that upset that Mickey Kanner story isn't out there, right? You just can't get that upset. So what I do is I try literally, and this is no joke, I try to be as much of me on the air as possible. I try and bring as much of who I am, what I do, the good, the bad, the ugly. Am I upset sometimes? Sure. But do I really hate the red light cameras? Yes. And that's when I have a rant. I rant because I really just don't like red light cameras. Do I really kind of like Deb Peterson? Yeah. Does she annoy me sometimes? Yeah. Can you sense that on the air? Yeah.
But then you move on.
Right. Well, no, granted. Which is, though, some people, I know I've brought up red light cameras a couple times here. Mm-hmm. Each time it's in the news, I bring it up. The last time I brought it up, people are like, all you do is talk about this. Right. It's like, no, I don't.
But why do you think that sells? I think Ed Schultz's who go on and on about one subject and can't let it go.
I think it sells. It sells to an ever decreasing audience, and I think radio in general, not necessarily local radio, because local radio you can branch out, you can talk about different things, you can. Excuse me. On this show, you can talk about sports, music, movies, politics. Valley Park earthquakes, City of St. Louis School Board, all over the map. Mm-hmm. Locally, you can do that. But nationally, for example, you can't talk about Sarah Steelman wanting to do away with 1% earnings tax on a national talk show.
Right.
You just can't because there's, so what national topic is everyone interested in? Well, politics.
Right. And there's only so much,
right?
And you can only be so creative, I guess.
Right.
Now, the difference is, of course, is it? I'm assuming that it's cheaper to buy Ed Schultz, national talk radio host for your local station,
sure,
than having a local guy.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because a McGraw-Milhaven does not come cheap.
Well, I do, but Ed Schultz comes cheaper.
Cheaper.
which is why,
so, okay,
I think you have to truly appreciate a place like KTRS, which has never sold out to corporate radio and has stayed local all day long, right?
Right.
So I remember a couple of years ago when the big ice storm happened, guess what? We went local all day long because guess what? We were local. And so, that's a lot to be said. No, I am kind of, patting ourselves on
the
back.
So when you go to national syndicated radio hosts,
right,
literally talk is cheap.
That is exactly right. And I'll make the analogy to sports because there's a lot of syndicated sports talks on.
Right.
Who knows more about the Rams? Some guy, Jim Rome, sitting in New York, or John Hadley or Bernie Miklas or Randy Carricker or any of those other guys, or Claiborne or Marisak? Right. Well, those guys do, right? Those guys know a lot more about the Rams and the Cardinals and the Blues than any guy in New York, but you know what? Jim Rome will have a take and not, have a take and be the greatest guy in the world, but he knows one-tenth of what these guys know. And yet, he's the big star, and these guys are treated like second-class citizens because they're local radio. Does that help answer your question?
I understand. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm enlightened.
I feel better. All right. What do you make of, I've noticed this. This is quite fascinating to me. That Hillary and Barack are going on Fox now more than ever.
That's I was a little bit shocking to me at first, but then it was sort of easy to understand, especially given the way the race is unfolded.
Right. Now hold on a second, back up, because in the beginning they canceled their debates on Fox.
Right.
They refused to go on Fox. Yeah. I think John Edwards was on, and then somebody got yelled at him for, how dare you go on there? Oh, right, I forgot. I'm not supposed to be on there. So there's been a little contentious battle going on. Now they're both running to Fox.
Right.
Fill me in.
The context is that the base, the MoveOn.org people, for instance,
which has hijacked the Democratic Party.
Sort of the left side of the Democratic Party,
right,
very upset with Fox and contends that they're biased against Democrats. And Fox continue to invite Democrats on their air, and they needed them because they wanted to appear balanced and fair.
Right.
And they also knew that the Republican administration was waning, and they wanted to have more liberal listeners.
Right.
So they needed them. But for a while, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama didn't need them and, in fact, would be alienating some of their supporters. Now Barack Obama comes to find that he's having trouble attracting whites, especially high school educated
working class whites. Right, yeah.
And so where is he going to find those folks? He's going to find them among the Fox listeners.
Right.
Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is going great guns and wanting to attract, more, especially if she ever gets to the primary election, she wants to attract people who are Fox listeners, also whites and more on the more conservative side. That's becoming her base.
Right.
And so they're both have an interest in appearing on Fox, and all of a sudden they're on the shows. And actually, when they were treated pretty well when they went on.
I will say this, that I think the biggest red herring, the biggest joke, is to somehow proclaim that Fox is right wing television. I think that's mm-hmm. that's absurd on its face. Mm-hmm. It's just as absurd to say that's conservative as New York Times is liberal.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do you think they're fair and balanced?
Well, I don't think anything's fair and balanced. I think they all come with their right. own perspective. I don't think Lou Dobbs is any more fair and balanced than anybody right. else, and Lou Dobbs is on CNN. They all have their shows. They all have their slants, their biases, their agendas.
Mm-hmm.
But the Fox News at the top of the hour, bottom of the hour, I don't see that as any more conservative or liberal.
Pretty straightforward. Yeah. I think Chris Wallace is a pretty straightforward interviewer.
Absolutely.
I don't see a whole lot of bias in him. Bill O'Reilly is way out there, you know,
but
so is Keith Olbermann.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So that there's no – but they also have Alan Combs, who is considered liberal, mm-hmm. right? And they got some other ones on there. So I don't – It's a TV network that they don't send
doing
memos
thing.
Out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just doing
it. Which
thing.
Is different than cable's different than broadcast. The ABC, NBC, the main outlets,
right.
I think they're much more straightforward and betray less bias. There's probably some. But then a cable outlet, which, you know, has, as you say, Lou Dobbs, who's
right.
Opinions about everything.
Well, you know, when Chris Wallace was at NBC, wasn't he part of the liberal media? Now all of a sudden
right,
he's at Fox
right.
and now he's normal, right?
Right?
Britt Hume was with ABC. Wasn't he part
right.
of the liberal media? Now he's with Fox. I mean, it's right. it's all...
They're invited to have opinions on cable.
Absolutely. And what's wrong with that?
So, right.
Yeah. All right. What did you think of the Leonard Little article that Brian Boerwald did?
I thought it was a terrific piece. And, you know, we were talking about... talk radio, in which there are no shades of gray. Everything's a judgment.
Right.
And here's a Brian Boerwald coming along with a piece about Leonard Little, which people have very strong opinions. One thing I did not realize, that it has been 10 years
yeah.
since that accident. I thought this had occurred after the Super Bowl.
No.
And all that. 10 yeah. years. And finally, we get some real insight into where Leonard Little's head was at and currently is at. And, it's hard to feel sorry for Leonard Little, but nevertheless, a man makes a mistake and he has to live with it. He's lived with it now for a decade. And Brian Boerwald took us into his head. And some people, as I read the comments on his, he did a chat, and there were a lot of people who said, well, you're a terrible person for even showing a shred of sympathy for what
right.
Leonard Little went through, given that he took the life of a woman, a mother,
right.
Innocent person. And Boerwald said, well, I'm just showing you what it's like.
Right.
And I thought it was a terrific piece.
I wish one of the kids in that school would have raised a hand and said, weren't you arrested for drinking and driving
right.
a few years later?
A second
later?
Time. Right. Yes, a second time.
Yes. You were acquitted, sir, but would you like to explain yourself?
And in that first column, Brian didn't mention that subsequent arrest, which, by the way, he was acquitted
right.
of that charge, but it admitted that he had drunk two beers
right.
Before getting in his vehicle. There was no accident, and now apparently he is no longer drinking at all.
He supposedly, when he was being sentenced, or when he, at some point during that trial, he said, I'm never going to drink again.
Right.
But you would think you'd have that after you killed
right.
somebody.
You would think so.
What's the best story we've never read?
The best story is there are 1.6 million people operating out of call centers in India, many for American companies.
I've actually called.
Getting tech help.
I've called three-quarters of them, actually.
Right. And, that, and, of course, when you call it, well, say, 10 in the morning,
right.
You know, it's 2 in the morning for those people. What's right. it like for those people? And so a reporter by the name of Lori Goring of the Chicago Tribune spent time in the call centers, and she says that what America has done is outsourced its stress. And the people in India, though they're making a little bit better salaries, are suffering from weight gain, depression, boredom, and she says often relationship troubles. Because in India, marriages are often arranged.
Right.
And now men and women are thrown together late at night in a call center, and they are not having arranged relationships anymore. And that is a whole cultural issue over there in India. So
we are exporting the worst of America.
The worst of America to India. And if somebody's a little cranky with you and as they're trying to get your computer fired up, now you'll know why.
All right. That's on your blog, weisreit.com.
Right. You can find the link there.
Weisreit.com. Also, anything new with stlbeacon.org we should know about?
Well, there's a great new blog that is on there called Nick's Picks, in which you've seen blogs about movies. You've seen blogs probably about books. He combines them, and he picks a great book that he's read and a great movie, and you can read, get a little blurb and insight into those books.
And who is Nick?
Nick Otten, who is a lit teacher at Clayton High School. I actually taught two of my kids. And a very erudite, thoughtful man. And you want to read his stuff.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's stlbeacon.org. All right, Dick Weiss, thanks for stopping in.